God for your punishment. No, it is my reward. What punishment? Others may think, say that it is punishment, punished. But it is possible that punishment one may get as a reward and may be very happy. What are the next times? Sanatana Goswami told, and Jagadananda Mahaprabhu told, that praised Sanatana and blamed Jagadananda. Then Sanatana Goswami told, oh, it is my misfortune. You are giving, supplying me so many bitterness in the form of coating and the dress of praising. But Jagadananda's fortune is higher. He was putting blame on him. He was punishing him, saying ill words to him. That means that you think him to be your own, and I am at a respectable distance. It is his good fortune and my bad fortune. My bad fate that you are praising me, you are making me and keeping me at a respectable distance, but you are punishing words to Jagadananda, that is, you are in his favor, he is your own, you are treating him in such a very affectionate way. So, it is difficult, but still, it is the truth. Very difficult. The truth is here. Asli Shiva Padra Tanga Sahi Vanavaro, with satisfaction. In our satisfaction, we have to, required to do. Hari Krishna. Agaskarin Mahamaya Jeevitangatar Vyogi. To hurt is human, to forgive is divine. Forgiveness on that part, hurting at our side. Yes, we may err, we may commit mistakes. It is not very there. Every possibility of committing some mistakes. But divinity is there. His character is always to forgive and extend grace to us. From the deeper plane. Sometimes if a boy, if a dress from the boy is taken away, he may feel disturbed, dissatisfied. Again, if a new is supplied, instead of that, a better dress, then he will be ecstatic and joy. I do not know what is what. Gaudhuri. Gaudhuri, 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 Gaudhuri. Adverse circumstances, there, we have it, our taste is there. जो दुख में हरि भजे उसके ना सुख में हरि भजे दुख कहाँ से हुई कंसंट्रेशन ऑन द सरफेस विदाउट केयरिंग अबाउट कंसीक्वेंस नॉट कम फॉर एनी रिवॉर्ड बट योर सेटिस्फैक्शन Not an external reward, I have come for your forgiveness. That should be our bhav. Our bhav will be that. And one will be fortunate if he has such principle in life. Come to satisfy you, not for any reward, either in name, fame, money, men, or anything else. My connection with you, that is of eternity, not a voluntary connection, that I can keep it, I can disconnect it, no. Eternal connection on the basis of such an understanding, that you are all, I am your slave. Whatever you will order, I shall do, without caring for any good or bad concerning me. This is Shuddha Bhakti, Shuddha Bhakti. Sometimes there must come some test, how far we are making progress really. They come and we have to stand direct, oh my Lord. Yes, I am here. I am here. I am not washed away by the external wave. এখানে খুব পিবরে হয়েছে না? পিবরে? এই আসনটাকে সরিয়ে নিলে হয়। হরি কৃষ্ণ। নিদাই গৌর হরি গৌর গৌর হরি বল গৌর হরি বল গৌর হরি বল ওই স্টপ হিয়ার টুডে সিদ্ধান্ত Doesn't care. Jnana Sunna Bhakti. And Mahaprabhu took shelter in that plane. Our guardians will take care of us also. To live under in guardianship. That is the best position of so many teeny souls as we are. The responsibility of your own charge, give it to the first guardian. That is the most peaceful life, according to Gyanasundara. Surrender to the such extremity, to such extent, as that forgetfulness in the grace of the Almighty to live there. Automatic section of the world. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. The highest goal of entity like us is that. Don't take any responsibility. There are different forms also. Aage kaho aur, dasya sakho vatsalya madhur, sakriya parukiya. Condition. But the brain is altogether this Jnana-sunna, self-forgetfulness, the brain of self-forgetfulness. Not only sacrifice, the Christian missionaries also say like that. That sacrifice is seen in the life of Socrates. Sacrifice. But Christ's recommendation, the plane of self-forgetfulness, it is higher than that. Self-forgetfulness is higher than self-sacrifice. Self-sacrifice is the beginning. And in the highest is self-forgetfulness. But that doesn't matter. Does not mean that no sentient activity. In that plane also, fully conscious of their interest. One party, another party, competition, everything is there. But the background is such. And it is difficult to understand the background. Samyava Hantam Anubhati Sattvam. Whatever we find here, everything is there. But this is of opposite type, and the original is the ideal type. Tameva bhāntaṁ anuhāti sattvaṁ tasya bhāra. Keen competition is also there. In the plane, the foundation is self-forgetfulness. The peculiarity is that. Center consciousness, and here this where Pururaji, this selfishness of the Pulurajji. That is the difference. Kamam dhatamo prem net malabhaskar. You are dakavai kame preme bhedanai. Tabu kam prem nahi hai. Kamam dhatamo prem net malabhaskar. Similar, but not same, but opposite. That is to be understood. It is difficult. Of prakrita. Prakrita bhat. Just like this extreme mundane. But it is no so. Not so. Don't mistake. Difficult. It is difficult. Everything like this. Mundane world, but faithful to the center, to the highest degree, everything is done for the satisfaction of the center. And here, satisfaction of the so many major parts. Local interest. Local interest and the universal interest. That is the distinction. So much. To put food into the stomach and to put food into the ear or eye or anywhere else. This is sheer foolishness to put food into the eye, to ear for their nourishment. But to put food into the stomach, the highest intelligence. Something like that. Hare Krishna, Pranopaharatya Jatindriyanam, Tathiva Sarvabhavamati, this means Ganti Sarvita, to know the center, and to. So our Guru Maharaj's religion is proper adjustment. Adjustment with the whole, with the center, particularly. Adjustment, proper adjustment, and the keen competition is also not eliminated in the adjustment. Adjustment does not mean they are harmonious, static condition, but it is dynamic to the fullest extent. Still it is as well. Harmony is not a static thing. Harmony can be designed. As a machine, when working, it is in harmony. Rather, the harmony has got its test when the machine is working. The harmony. And static, it is undetectable whether it is harmonious or not. But when in dynamic condition, the harmony has got its test. What is harmony? Movement, but no work. Collision. Without collision, free movement of every part. That is harmony. If not manipulated by intelligence, guided by intelligence. Energy has got no meaning. Guidance is necessary. So also, guidance or intelligence has no meaning if it does not connect with fulfillment, fulfillment or satisfaction. Or happiness, or sweetness, dream, love. Everything is meaningless if that aspect is eliminated from life. Fulfillment is in love, in beauty, in sweetness, in charm. Satchitanandam, ananda, fulfillment. And guidance, next, then energy, third, karma, gyan, bhakti. Without bhakti in the conclusion, everything is useless, no purpose, sound. Bhakti is fulfillment, devotion. Devotion means acceptance of higher entity. Bhagavan means bhajaniya guna visishta. Jiva Goswami gives this explanation, meaning of the word of Bhagavan. Another plane of life is opened. when we come in his connection, our heart wants to worship him, to serve him. Such qualification is there. We want to surrender, sacrifice, give himself for the satisfaction of that thing. He is Bhagavan. A third plane of life is opened when we come in connection with the conception of Bhagavan. Bhajaniya Guna Vishnu. He has got such quality that automatically our aspiration would be to surrender and to serve him. A new plane of life. We want that everything will serve me. That is the general tendency here. But if we come in connection with the conception of Bhagavan, then at once the whole thing will be opposite. I must serve him from the heart, core of the heart. Such we will come. He wants serving. He should be served by all means. That plane comes in the eye. Bhagavan bhajaniya guna vishishta. Not self-aggrandizement or survival of the fittest, tendency of elevation, all disappears. And then even of the complete retirement, that also eliminated. I shall enjoy a retired life. Mukti, renunciation, a retired life of peace. Peace means retirement from the labor. Peace means retirement from the labor, life of labor. But no. Again some tendency. Again I must solve. I want a life to solve. I have come in connection such beautiful and reliable Mahamaha with connection in such noble conception, heavenly conception of heart. Heart. Such a heart I have noticed there, I cannot give my heart to God. Bhagavan. And the Swayam Bhagavan, what to speak of him? And madly, everyone is mad to serve, to render his service. That is the stage of Swayam Bhagavan. And Uddhava was astonished to find. We have some experience of surrendering and serving the Master. But such mad tendency to serve the Master, as I find in Vrindavan and among the gopis, we can never be, never imagine, can never imagine in our life. So Swayam Bhagavan, they have come in connection with Swayam Bhagavan. Bhagavan as it is, independent of the spectators. Swayam Bhagavan, means Bhagavan, Swami Maharaj wrote Gita as it is, not modified by the different interpretations or onlookers of different many, but as it is. So, Bhagavan as he is, free from the religious conceptions of so many. He is such. Who come in connection with that, they become mad to serve. Self-forgetfulness is complete, merged. That is a class of merging. Mukti-kami, the salvationist, they say of this physical margin, but real living margin is there. Life retains still margin. Mumatma bhuyaya to kalpati bhai, vishati tadanantaram. That is not this physical, material margin, but margin in the dynamic characteristic of the Lord. not static merging. And they also merge. And Atma Bhuyaya Kalpati enters into the family life of the Lord. That is that sort of merging. In a dynamic system, to merge in a dynamic system, not in a static solution. Gaudhari, 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 Gaudhari. Jadi Gauranga na hoto kemono hoito, kemone dharitam dehi. If Gauranga did not come with all of this astonishing findings, then how could we live? Vasudev Datta says, how could we live? The very vitality of our life, he has taken out to us. The innermost vitality, that we are so great, so loving, so noble. If he did not come, then who will come, who would have known to us our own nobility, that so much noble self is within us. So much dignified self is within us. We are so big, so great. Our Guru Maharaj in Dhaka University, he gave the heading of the lecture. Gauriyama stands for the dignity of human race and not slavery. You fool, you think it's slavery. Gauriyama preaches slavery. Not slavery as you understand. The dignity of the human race, that human soul, any soul, how higher he can get his chance and he can rise, get up. So much prospect a jiva has got. The adoration of the Almighty, of Triumph. As you give, so you have. So much giving and so much having also there. The Swami Bhagavan, God as he is not a bankrupt one. Well, that he is only gathering loans from different parties. Not so. Uddhava was astounded. The Vasudeva Datta says, you go there. Sri Gauranga has taken us, taken for us such this proud and wealthy and noble self, our position, our ideal position of what is this. Then how could we live if I could have not come to know my so much dignified position? That without doing that, that is a life of death, life in death. To know, without proper knowledge of one's own self, own wealth, one noble self, that is a sort of life in death. He has given us our life. Otherwise, we could not have lived. Without knowing, that I am so noble. I am so noble. He has come with this tidings to us. Gauranga. Now we think without that we could not live. I have got such a fortune. Greatness, the wonderful degree of fortune we have got. And the Gauranga is saying that you Vasudeva, you people, you devotees, you do not know how great you are. With this tidings he has come to our door. And Nityananda Prabhu rode from one door to another road, accept Gauranga. What is going by your side, by the road, of your gate, you do not know. Don't eliminate my friend Don't eliminate, try to have, and your joy, your fortune will know no bounds. Avoid Gauranga. Nitandu carries this news from door to door. Don't avoid Gauranga. You know not what treasure he has taken for you. My friend, accept him. Accept him, take him in. Give yourself to him. And what fortune you will derive, you cannot estimate. Accept him. This was the duty of Nityananda, door to door. He has got inner appreciation for the breeze by two sides of this Ganges, Nityananda Prabhu. Along these sides of the banks of the Ganges, so many villages and inhabitants, he appeals with utmost earnestness. Accept the Gauranga, accept it. Bhaja Gauranga, kaha Gauranga, laha Gauranga naam. Jijana Gauranga, bhaji se yamal praam. Accept the Gauranga and you become heart of my heart. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari, this is the place. Kuriya Prakashe Prabhu Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Hena Nahi Yaniti, Hena Nahi Kaida Dhanna. The most magnanimous expression came out here in Kuriya when he dissolved so many Vaishnava Varadhi, so many persons that committed offense against the Vaishnava here in Kuriya, Kuriya in Govardhan. Aparad Bhanjan Pat. The Aparad, the greatest crime, was pardoned here, forgiven here. So I have selected this position. All the serious, grave offenses will be forgiven. Arigas, Govardhan. Giriraj Govardhan, very favorite, a selected abode of our Guru Maharaj. The Radha Kunda is the highest, but there our Guru, our senior and superior guides will be there, and we shall be a little far off. We cannot encroach that highest position. From there we shall come and serve them and go back. That is Govardhan. Nijanikotani vasam dehi Govardhanattam. In his last days, he likes very much to hear this poem of Dasa Goswami and Rupa Goswami. Nijanikotani vasam dehi Govardhanattam. And that is the meaning. Radha Kunda is the highest. But Pujala Raghavata Gaurava Bhangi, giving respect to the highest position, to the superiors, we shall come down there. So our pride will be a little checked in normal position. I am not in the bhaj, in the highest position, but little less. Trying to claim Vaishnava Das, not Vaishnava. That is the position. Very advantageous and intelligent position to be taken. That I am not Vaishnava, I am Vaishnava Das. The promising Kishore, not a youth, full youth, but only climbing, to going to the youth, Kishore. That is the best position, only progressing, not fully attained. But only going to get the full attainment. That position is good. Nijanikata nivasam dehi govardhanattam. Govardhanam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaudhari, Gaudhari, Gaudhari. Swami Maharaj, he mentioned in his diary or somewhere else that once circumvention of Brajamandal in Koshi or somewhere, Prabhupada told that today evening I shall take a class. But many of the sannyasins went away to see the Sheikh Sai, and a few remained to hear him.
Sheikh Sai?
I heard from someone that Swami Maharaj mentioned that he stayed, I also stayed, to hear Prabhupada, then to go to some other place and have darshan of Sheikh Sai. To avoid that darshan, Prabhupada, he himself told that today, this evening I shall take the class. But some remained and some, because the next day we will have to start to some other direction and that darshan will be avoided. And there, that also important place where Lakshmi Devi is serving Narayana, Sesha Sai, Narayana. And the gopis, when they went to see, they felt the highest degree of separation there. Jatte sujata jaranam ruhastaneshu yodadhi mahi katkaseshu tenata vi matati tad vathati na kinshit kutpadi vid bhavatidhir bhavatayushangana. There we heard from Prabhupada a new meaning of Govardhan. Govardhan. He told that just as the breeding of the cow section does not care for any social rules, so also the devotee of the Krishna, they do not care for any social rules by going on extending their group. Neither Brahmin, Vaishya, Shudra, Kshatriya, or Vaishya, Chandal, Mekshya, they do not care. Without caring for the social role, they go on increasing their own nationality, their own group, own section, Krishna bhakti, Krishna conception, without caring for any state of environment, they can try to continue to extend the thought of devotion. Anywhere and everywhere, without caring for the yogyata or the capacity of the disciples, without caring. Lakshmidhar, Sloka 1. No Dikshan, no Chasatkriyam, no Chasatkriyamanak. Krishna Vyam Rasanastri Giva Falati, Sri Krishna Namatma Falati. Akristik Kita Chita Sang, Sumana Sang, Uchyatanam Chagharsang, Achandala Mamuka Doka Shulava, Vashyasya Bhukti Sriya, Nadikshan Nata Satkriyam, Nata Purashya Jyamanagikhati, Mantra Yam Rasana Spriyeva Phalati, Sri Krishna Nama. The mantra, formed of the name of Sri Krishna, is so powerful, it does not care for any capacity of the soil. Anywhere it may be thrown down and it will spread out. It's so powerful thing. Akristik Kita Chita Sang, Sumana Sang Uchyatamani Chanasa. Only those that have got some sort of previous sukriti, they are attracted and captured by this Krishna conception, the mantra of Krishna conception, where within the mantra, where the subject matter is Krishna, that only can attract a particular group. As Yavatudananda told to the headmaster, we are so near, we can't understand Mahaprabhu, but you have come, you are attracted from far away, under the banner of what is it called? Bhammanda Bhamite Kono Bhagavan. The answer. It is not a question of locality, but in the whole of the Brahmanda, a peculiar qualification may be seen. Krita Chita, have got some sukriti, some sadhu sangha in any form. Only they are attracted from all sections. Only selected few they are attracted. Krita Chita, Sumana Sang, Uchyatanam Chana Sang. And very easily it can drive away the sinful tendencies. Very easily it brush away. Uchyatanam Changasang Anghas means papa sin. Uchyatanam Changasang. Akristik Krita Chita Sang Sumana Sang Uchyatanam Changasang. Ajandala Mamuka Doka Shulava Vashyasya Mukti Sriya. And it is open to all who has got only, who are not the Mukha means, who can't speak, dumb. Who are not dumb only, they can have this chance of getting the name. Mook and dumb. Uchara Ajandala Mamuka Doka Amuka Doka Shulava Bush